USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Don't look for President Trump's signature anytime soon on the 5,600-page coronavirus bill pushed through both houses over the weekend.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers blindly approved the measure without enough time to read what was in it. Despite having the most COVID-19 deaths in America, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo congratulated himself this week.
Santa's going to be very good to me. I can tell. I worked hard this year.
New York Post writer Carol Markowitz on Fox.
There's really a lot of New Yorkers hurting. A lot of people died. A lot of people lost their businesses. People continue to lose their businesses because he's so bad at managing the state. And yet he celebrates himself, and it's really kind of gross.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.